Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, so you have got this intense flirtation going on Twitter. It is like steamy and escalating quickly. Only thing is, it's with a chicken wing restaurant. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
I'm glad that you jumped into the announcement there.
We talked about
usually. Wow.
Yeah.
Usually we decide. Call it.
Yeah.
And this time, Patrick was just ready.
Patrick literally shoved the rest of us to the ground.
That's right.
We're saying this from the ground. Patrick, let us up.
We're recording for the first time in person. I'm going to assert my physical strength yeah. over everyone.
Well, when he came in, he did. When we all saw each other, his first words to all of us were, "I'm bigger than you."
Yeah, I said, "Everyone's looking weak."
I mean, I think literally that was the first thing Colin said to Patrick was, "You are taller than I thought."
He's taller than I remember. You guys are like the same height. Patrick is taller.
Well, Patrick was wearing like 8-inch lifts.
I was. It's true.
Disco stews shoes with the dead fish inside.
With the fish, yeah.
My fish have been dead for a long time.
Yeah, they are fish skeletons.
That's right.
Oh,
that's sad and stinky.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're sealed
off. Okay, so what do you think Wingstop is flirting with you hard?
But it's like...
It's like messy and dirty, though.
It's like dick in flirting
and it's
at this point.
Yeah, it's talking about like creaminess and sauce and like nuts
but
and bones.
But I think she started it.
She did. Well, she started talking... She started with the like insanely dirty thing.
Yeah.
But that turned into dirty talk.
Yeah.
And I don't think the dirty talk turn was her fault.
Well, and I'm going to also say that I think if we look at the records, at the receipts, Wingstop never fully says anything textually that's over the top by itself, mm-hmm. but when taken in context, and the use of emojis, because there was a nut emoji, which I didn't like.
It's so Wingstop's position is double entendre, and then her position is, oh my god, double entendre, and then more, and just further and further.
Right.
I'm into it. I ship it. I want them to straight up like, fuck. Okay. I'm so down.
So do you ship a person behind the Wingstop, or are you just like, she should just walk into any Wingstop
and just demand it?
Yeah. I guess the question is, are they franchises or are they a chain?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to go into HQ or will any do? Is the question.
I mean, she did get the specific invite to Dallas.
Okay,
to
yes,
their corporate headquarters.
Corporate HQ. Okay.
Well, I think that's where this social media intern who may or may not keep his job.
Yeah, what did it, like, we have to look at the...
And sorry, I shouldn't say it was an intern. It could have been a, like, middle manager.
Right.
But...
Or Mr. Wing himself.
I mean... Mr. Wing is his father.
Please call him Stoppy.
So you're not okay. This is way weirder because instead of I'm picturing going into a Wingstop restaurant and demanding booty, but this is going into corporate headquarters, which is like a building with desks.
Yeah. There's like, and they come on. Wingstop is like pretty big, but they don't have the whole office building in Dallas.
You think they have like 2 floors?
Yeah, like 5 maybe even, but not the whole building. So you have to go to the front lobby receptionist and be like, hi, I'm here for Dick.
Yeah.
And then she's like, sorry, this is Wing Street. Wingstop is next door.
Ew, Wing Street is so much worse than Wingstop. They're also like attached to like a pizza chain that I also really don't like. I think Pizza Hut is bad. But that's a separate conversation for people who...
Let's have it now.
I just think a sexier pizza place is like... Honestly, okay, I think Papa John's is like least sexy.
Papa John spends too much time telling us that he's sexy. And yeah. It's like none of us ask.
But when you get to the food, Papa John's is a loaf of bread with cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
Which sometimes that is exactly sometimes what I want.
Single... giant sport pepper just sitting on top.
Yeah, and a big plastic cup of butter sauce.
Butter to dip the loaf of bread in. Which
yes, and
I'm all turned around.
Listen,
on this.
It's an Olive Garden appetizer. It's not a pizza.
Honestly, yes, and yes, yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe we're pro Papa John's, and I think cancel culture has really fucked up Papa John.
No,
he's disgusting and constantly drenched for some reason. And like, what was that thing where he was going to eat 40 pizzas in 40 days and he couldn't even do that?
No, didn't he do it? Wasn't it I spent the last month eating 40 pizzas? That was him, right? Or was that someone else?
I think he said, I'm
sorry. I think I saw a different news story.
I love all of this, by the way.
I thought he had spent the last month learning how not to say the N-word.
No, that was also... That was also
by trying to say it 40 times in 40 days.
Okay, I don't know about the 40 pizzas. No, okay. So, I know that he said that, which is like one of the more ridiculous things.
Yeah.
It's like Christ
in the desert when he was tempted to say the N-word by Satan.
Wait, okay. So I think the truth is in here nestled. Okay. So he was like, I was really busy last month trying not to say the N-word, learning that. My new goal is to eat a pizza every day for the next month.
Sure.
I am 80% sure that he did not successfully, he gave up after like 20 days. And
it's
was
too
like,
much.
It takes 30 days to make a habit.
Right.
So he didn't put in the full 30. So now he can't eat a pizza a day. Could you eat a pizza a day?
Oh, your shits are going to be so bad and your pee is going to be like gelatinous. I just can't even think about it.
I mean, what's the minimum like threshold to qualify as a pizza?
Right. Can we do Target Cafe personal pan Pizza Hut za?
Target Cafe.
Yeah. Don't get the breadsticks. They're always overdone.
Yeah. But the pizzas are interesting because like the crust is so big. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Such
enormous.
Big crust. And there's like one pepperoni in the middle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? But there's sauce on the crust, so they're trying to pretend like it's actually a pizza.
And you always have to ask if there's pepperonis in the bag.
Yes.
To the personal pan pizza I was served from BJ's. I texted you guys a picture of it like 6 months ago.
You did. It was the saddest thing ever. There was like two stray sausages just like loose in the box.
And it's just like, those were mushrooms. They weren't even sausages. That was the veggie pizza.
Oh my God.
There was like 11 black olives. I'm like, there isn't even cheese, but you put 11 black olives in here.
Jesus. So I guess if it's one of those... You could maybe do it. Here's my problem is that every time I have like 3 slices of Papa John's, that night, 4 a.m., I am waking up and guzzling like 10 glasses of water.
Yeah, you need a lot of water.
Because it's so fucking salty. And it's salty in a way that you don't notice while you're eating.
Right.
Right, because all the carbs.
Yes. So you're like, I'm fine. And then I will literally have dreams where I'm just like drinking glass after glass of water and it's not changing anything.
And well, it's because as you drink it, it turns into Papa John's butter sauce.
Oh.
In your throat.
Oh. Oh. That's like saw.
It's like,
okay. So we think he tried to have pizzas. But was he having Papa John's pizzas every day?
Wouldn't
that be like the point is like do for research
like, or yeah. $34 on a Desano's pizza every day?
Oh my God. I mean, here's the thing. I could probably do Desano's.
Yeah, I would do
almost
that.
Every
well, because
day.
I think I could because there's it's so good. It's Neapolitan. I think you could do a breakfast pizza some days.
Mm.
Yeah, okay.
You could do and mix honestly, I would just put different veggies on it.
Yeah.
It would just be a flatbread with different veggies on it every single day.
If
I think, Desano's, if you want to try this with me,
yeah, call us.
Call us.
Tweet at us at Shriveldix.
Slide into the DMs. It's going to get nasty.
I would be so grossed out if a corporation sexted me.
Yeah. Well, because, like, I don't know who you are. I guess it would depend on the corporation. Or is it like, is it someone's like single member pass through LLC or is it like a giant, you know, like if it's like, oh, I'm just trying to think like if it's like Cost Plus World Market, I'd be like, I don't know, you know, but if it's like, if it's like a local skate shop or something, I'd be like, oh, interesting. Like what's happening here? You know what? I think scale matters.
But I think even the smaller the scale, the almost weirder it is because it feels like it's more
personal,
possible,
possible. Like it could happen.
Like there's actually another person on the end of that thing who doesn't report to anybody. Like maybe the owner doesn't even know about social media, and they're just like, I needed someone to do it. So
right.
It's probably the person you see when you go into that business.
Oh shit! Okay, actually, then I changed my mind. Okay, Costco, Woodbone, Sam's Club. I'm scared.
Yeah.
You see?
Scared
well,
of
Sam's comes in Walmart's pocket.
Yeah, and that's why I'm scared.
And all of a sudden, things are going to get weird.
Yeah, you know they want something nefarious. I'm just scared. Whereas Costco, they're like, we want to sell hot dogs for $1.50.
Sam's Club is like, I'm saving myself for marriage, but also let's eyes wide shut.
Yes.
And it's like, God,
yeah,
come
they're
on.
Like, they're like, everything counts but like vaginal sex. So like, I can like stick my dick in your ear and that's like,
that's
fine.
Really cool.
Well, you better stick your dick in my ear. I'm not fucking around.
Wake up, Sam's Club.
In all this, I've kind of forgotten exactly how it started. Did she tweet at Wingstop?
Yes.
Or
it started
just
with her being like, hey, Wingstop, I'm a dirty baby.
I'm a dirty baby.
No, because the first tweet is like something about, is there nut in
is
the sauce?
Is there nut in the sauce? Because
it's
so good.
Creamy.
Oh, right. Yes. There's but no she, way she, you didn't nut in the sauce.
But she was at Wingstop.
Yes.
There's no way you didn't.
Yes, yeah. Which is, to me, that is pretty like grody.
Dude,
yeah. Like, yeah, a semen, once you bring semen into it, it becomes pretty next level.
Yeah. And again, this
start.
Is all public. That's the other part. It's like, we're calling it sexting kind of, or but it's dirty talk in the public square.
Well, we're also sort of anticipating the sexting that is like alluded to
yes.
later in the thread when they're
yes.
like, let's move into DMs. I
think you guys, they should have gone to the DMs earlier.
I agree.
I'm glad they didn't take it from us too soon, though, because that shit had me screaming.
Did you see Trojan was like, this is too much for us?
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. That's smart for Trojan. That's funny. It kind of reminds me of, like, in the publicity, like, publicness of it, reminds me of in the way back when that, like, BDSM couple like did the doggy thing in a
love them.
In the ear
yes.
one.
I love
I
them.
Don't love them because I don't want to be involved in the doggy thing.
Yeah,
like you can do the doggy thing but I don't want to do it with
yeah.
you.
I remember when this
it.
Came up we because I think we did address it on the show.
Yes, we had
and
to.
I was on board with you guys being like, hey, you can't make me part of your sexual
right, right, right,
play.
Right.
But then I thought about it and like I do understand like yes, voyeurism is part of it, but then I'm like, also, you can wear whatever the fuck you want out in the street is a pretty like core belief of mine. So like it's not even like they had genitals or even nipples like exposed. It was just puppy play.
But it's still sexual gratification.
That, I think, is the inseparable issue for me. It is,
but it's not like anywhere near jacking off on the subway.
I don't know, man.
No genitals came out in the street. I think it's just an expression of one's sexuality.
What if you said to someone, I'm going to jerk off about this later?
That's an inappropriate thing to say to a stranger.
That's basically it.
That's what your that's the subtext of what's going on.
You can't arrest me for my subtext.
Oh, I'm not saying it should be arrested.
Dream police up in here?
I'm not telling
you.
No.
Okay, one, ACAB.
Yeah, one ACAB, abolish the police.
Even dream police.
Even the fucking dream. I mean, honestly. But like, no. I'm not saying arresting. I'm just saying that, like, can I judge you? Yes. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's judge.
That's what they want, though. If you're not judging them, they're not getting off on it.
I know.
So Colin is fucking up their kink, and you're playing into it.
Yeah, I know. Because you're like the thing, right? Because they're like, let's make everybody uncomfortable. And you're like, hey, nice. And they're like, we have to
God
go.
Damn it.
We have to go. The ear one was not the place to go. This is way too hippy dippy. We got
to
go
to
a
fucking hive or something. People are getting their fucking updos.
The hive. Oh man, I was gonna try. I don't know.
Does everyone remember what our topic is?
Yeah, one of two.
One of two, and I thought of segues for each.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna give you a hand signal, and then you're gonna do it based on that. Okay.
This is exciting. This is like a short form game.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, are you doing the signal yet?
No. I'm scrolling back through our text thread. Okay.
It's crazy that we're revisiting this conversation because we're doing a part two today.
There we go.
Zombies part two.
Signals, the raised eyebrows. This is something you cannot do.
I know.
Recording, you guys. We are back at it, baby.
Yeah.
I love it. This back is so good.
This feels really good.
Army of the Dead, right?
Yeah. That's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Zombies are pretty much always topical, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, to the point where we did a Zombie Ships episode like 8 months ago.
Yeah.
Was it that recent?
It was way more recent than I remember.
And you know what sucks?
I did it around The Last of Us.
I think both of my ship, because I have a ship and then a backup ship, and I think I've talked about both of them.
So I was also like going through old episodes to be like, have I talked about these people? I feel like I have. So, I mean, I don't know.
You maybe did.
If anyone wanted to make a wiki of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that would be so helpful.
So helpful.
Great. We could just command F to find out if you
Yeah.
No presh.
But it would save a lot of us.
Yeah. But there are also some things that we simply will not be silent about.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, are you not going to talk about Dragon Age or Mass Effect at some point? Like,
am I going to talk about it today? Because, bitch, I'm playing Legendary Edition right now.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so of course, yeah.
So tell us.
Okay, well, so this is my first ship, and then I have like a couple ships from there, and then I have a backup, which I think I also have talked about, but whatever. So I'm playing Mass Effect Legendary Edition came out recently, and so I've been playing that. I'm still on Mass Effect 1 right now. This is basically a remaster of the first three games. In anticipation of like a new game that's going to be coming out, but like who knows when, because it's, you know, games like that take forever. Now, how is it a zombie ship, you might ask? Well, in the beginning of Mass Effect 2, your character, your playable character, Commander Shepard, dies like in space, like fucked up, and then gets brought back to life by a pro-human group called Cerberus. And it's kind of sketchy because you're like, okay, they are like kind of racist and like who knows what their plans are and like all this shit. But I'm going to use the resources they have to like save the world and like maybe eliminate them in the process.
Yeah.
So I'm using that zombie as Commander Shepard because she technically is one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Technically a zombie.
Technically. And I'm going to say, you know, G-Baby, Garrus, he's my boy. He's my man. That's my number one OTP. I'm really mad because right now I'm still playing Mass Effect 1 and Garrus is not a romance option yet. And so I'm just stuck with like very boring Kaden or racist Ashley or like nice Liara, but she's whatever. I mean, no shade to Liara heads, but I just think she's fine. She's nice. I'd rather have her as a friend.
Well, and you know that Garrus is out there.
He's a part of my team.
He's right there.
He's right there. I've just brought him onto the team. He's, I mean, And the way that you see him in Mass Effect 2, okay, so in between Mass Effect 1 and 2, your team has disbanded, okay? And you go onto this, this like kind of like high crime, like sleazy planet, and you're hearing about this person named Archangel. Also, none of your team knows you're alive. You hear about this person named Archangel, who's like this sniper who like is taking out like baddies, and they're very good at their job. And you're like, who is this? 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 And then you get into a showdown, and it's fucking Garrus, and he's there. And like, just the thing that I like about him is that he's very, very competent. I also like, more so in Mass Effect 1 than 2, he's like very disillusioned with like cops. And like, he's like, no, like, I don't trust them. Like, we have to do things. Sometimes you have to like, I mean, he kind of goes the other way where he's like, sometimes I want to like go around the rules to like get to the person that's bad, because like you, there's corruption everywhere. And like, you can't trust like what people in power say. Like, you have to like go around it and take out the evil at the root or whatever. So I like that about him. And plus, like, throughout the romance, like, at the very end, like, some of the, like, romance cutscenes you get is, like, one where, like, you guys do, like, a, you set up, like, these bottles and, like, shoot them with each other. And, like, you can either let him win or, or you can win. And, like, if you let him win, I never let him win, so I don't. No, I think he doesn't like it.
The game ends.
Yeah. The Reapers come, they take everything.
It's over.
He sees right through you and walks out.
Yeah, he's like, wow. So, of course, he's my number one. If you don't romance him, he ends up with Tali, who's another one of my favorite characters. She's like...
Well, somebody's going to swoop him up.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. And honestly, if I could romance Tali, I would. I never play as a male Shep, so you can't, because she can only be with guys. But she's like very... she's very confident, but like very cute and like kind of quirky without being like that quirky girl or whatever.
Sure.
She's great. And she's like really, she's comes from like a race of people that are like, they stay in their flotilla, and then like you go basically on like a, like Rumspringa, like where you like go and like try and find something new and exciting and bring it back to the flotilla. And so she like starts that, and then she becomes disillusioned with that life and like is like, oh, you know what? I want to save the world with you. And so they end up together, which is very cute if you don't.
Yeah.
And then my backup is just, I like this. This is a non-romance ship, but I like the sisters in Night of the Comet. I like their relationship. That's my backup. I'm pretty sure I've talked about that too.
Yeah, it's great.
That's it.
And Kelly, I didn't mean to just single you out as like you weren't going to talk about.
But it was. It was.
And then I was right. And so I didn't move on to like, and then Ryan's going to talk about Valley Girls, and I'm going to talk about Resident Evil.
Right.
Because I'm going to talk about Resident Evil.
Yay!
Look, so I'm feeling a little bit left out in the Resident Evil conversation.
Or are you not playing not Village? No.
Well, I'm not playing Village.
Why not?
Just yet. I don't know. I haven't played 7. Yet, so I want to play that, like, understand that character and then play the new one. But just in general, my favorite Resident Evil game is Resident Evil Code Veronica, which is not one that, like, anyone else likes at all. It's not one of the ones that's been remade in the last couple of years, and it's not 7 and 8, so, like, it's just not, like, a top of mind conversation. And there is a ship in there that is Claire Redfield, the, like, protagonist of that game, protagonist of Resident Evil 2. She is out looking for her brother, Chris, who is one of the protagonists from the first game. And she winds up on this like prison island where there is a zombie outbreak and a rich evil family that's engineering zombies, right?
Yeah.
Typical Resident Evil stuff.
Is it always this? Is engineering zombies how it's always...
I mean, engineering a virus that makes people zombies. Yeah.
Okay.
And so among the other prisoners that she meets on this island is this dude, Steve. And I may have talked about Claire and Steve before, but Steve...
Have you? This sounds familiar.
It's possible. Steve, the game came out in like the year 2000, maybe 2001. It's an early Dreamcast game. And Steve was originally styled to have this like Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic hair.
Oh my God. Yeah, like book hair.
Yeah, like this like the very like center part with like the very like squared off framing the forehead perfectly.
Yeah. I used to call it the mushroom hair.
Yeah. And it's then like also in dick tip.
Brad Taylor hair.
Yes.
You know it's coming back.
I know.
Okay, I'm just prepare yourself. That's all I'm saying.
In subsequent releases, they changed his hair.
Oh, really?
Yes.
But in any event, he is such a, he's like a, you know, in video games when you encounter like a whiny motherfucker and you're like, I can't stand this guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He is the whiny motherfucker. He's always like, you can't trust people. They're just going to let you down. Just the worst. So like you sort of reluctantly team up with him a couple times as you're playing early in the game.
He's just there.
He's just there. Like everyone else is option. Everyone else is a zombie so or like a scientist.
Every time I leave the room, like the game just makes him follow me into the next room.
Yeah, just like he's like Tails.
Totally, but he can't fly.
But he can't fly.
And at one point, you get access to a pair of golden Lugers, right?
Okay.
And, so like you open the thing that accesses it. He takes the guns and he's like, these are badass. And you're like, hold on, I need those to solve a Resident Evil style puzzle. And he's like, nope, give me something fully automatic and then I'll trade you.
Oh my God. So he's making you do a fetch quest on top of this?
Yeah. He could help you progress through the game, which is what he wants as well. He's infuriating.
Okay. Yeah.
But eventually you get little like submachine guns and you like trade them out. And he's like, these are badass. Because again, he sucks.
Okay, wait. Is the ship with him and a zombie?
The ship is still with him. And
we have to hear him out.
He's a little bit like 14 year old.
Like, I feel like you could have gotten the Lugers if you offered him a sweet tech deck.
Yeah.
He wanted
That's
something.
So specific.
He wanted something fully automatic.
Okay.
Anyway, you give him these machine guns, and he's like, yeah. And he pulls the trigger to, like, have fun with it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Empty. Click, 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 click. And he's like, oh, you tricked me, babe. You're like, okay, there's ammo up on top of that crate. I can see it. Give me a boost up. And he, like, goes down so you can, like, climb on his back. And Claire... God lover just like steps on his fucking neck and is like,
oh.
And he's like, and she grabs bullets and gives them to him. And you're like, okay, all right. There's since he's like push aroundable, like
it feels a little better.
It feels a little better. Then at some point you find his father and he like blows him away with the guns because his father is turning into a zombie. And it's all very like, oh, Steve, you're just a fuck up and you're annoying.
Right.
But like, You're also very sad.
Yeah.
skip to basically the end of the game, and you've been separated from Steve for a little while, and you find him in like the dungeon of a castle. There's a giant axe that's like buried in the throne, and like holding him in place.
Okay.
And he's like sick, and you're like, oh God, what's going on with Steve? And he fucking hulks out, turns into like Resident Evil style body horror, like horrific. His
giant
spine, yeah, he's huge. He's like 12 feet tall.
Oh, no.
He's green. His spine is like way longer than it was before.
Yeah.
And so he just yanks this axe out of the throne and like just starts chasing you because he's a fucking mad zombie now.
Oh no.
And it's a tough little boss fight. You get out of the room this like tentacle monster from somewhere else like starts chasing you, and that's when like Steve starts to like kind of remember, realize who he is, and he saves you and then dies. It's like all he does is fuck up to this point where he's fucked up so bad that he's turned into like a zombie monster, but then he saves you, and I think that's sweet.
That's nice.
Sweet.
I do like that ending.
And she gets to live the rest of her life without him.
Absolutely.
She just gets to keep that chapter.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like a nice little memory.
Right. The time that she stepped on his neck to get
to
machine,
get
gun,
machine
ammo.
Gun ammo.
It's very fun. I have an alt ship for this Steve character.
Please.
Okay.
I'm kind of picturing him in like a power couple dynamic with Jason Mewes from Dogma.
Okay.
Oh my God.
There's like a bigger, more important thing going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you
just
can't get your head out of your ass long enough to stop fucking everything up. Like, I feel like them together could really just ruin everyone's afternoon.
Yeah. That tracks for me.
I love it.
And then maybe he would have the machine guns so that Jason Mewes didn't blow off the wings.
Honestly, that was the thing that really reminded me of just firing a machine gun into the air like an asshole.
Okay, Ryan, is yours from Valley Girl?
It isn't, but it's kind of close. Okay, so it's from a movie that I remembered remembering. But I like
yes.
I didn't know if I liked it. It was like it was in my memory, but I couldn't remember if I liked it. It's not often talked about. It's from 1993, but it feels like an 80s movie. It's a movie called My Boyfriend's Back. Are you guys
Wait,
familiar?
Yes. That sounds yeah. very familiar.
Yes.
Okay. It's about Johnny Dingle.
No, come on.
The whole yes. movie is like that level
yes,
of humor.
Exactly. And I think, and it came out a year after Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie, and I feel like it has a lot of that vibe in it of the way that movie was in terms of like campy and like supernatural things happen, but everyone kind of takes them in stride in a campy way. So Johnny Dingle has been in love with Missy since he was like a little kid, like six years old. And never had the guts to say anything to her. And then she breaks up with her boyfriend, played by Matthew Fox, whose sidekick is Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Whoa.
Yeah. These are discoveries I made when I watched the movie last night.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she's broken up with her boyfriend, and so he's like, cool, I'll ask her to prom. And of course, like as he's about to ask her, the boyfriend apologizes and they get back together. It's very sad. Mm. But then, so he has a plan that's all very convoluted. I'm going to tell you the whole plot. So Johnny has a plan where he is going to get his friend to wear a ski mask, pretend to hold up the convenience store where Missy works, save Missy, and then Missy will love him.
Classic.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay.
I think that's how all couples met in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah.
As far as I can
so tell. while he is, the friend is outside with the ski mask, a real robber comes. Steals his ski mask and goes into the convenience
Wait,
store.
The robber.
He didn't even bring his own ski mask.
No,
he just
was gonna.
Sees it
he
and
was
is like,
gonna.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, he's like, good idea.
How does the robber know that Johnny's friend is like not a real hardened criminal?
Well,
he's already there with a ski mask.
He can tell he has a toy gun. I think I don't know, but it's very funny. Okay. So he steals his hat, goes in, and then Johnny is like going to save the day, and he ends up getting shot in the chest by a real bullet. And as he is dying, he says to Missy, "Missy, will you go to prom with me?" And of course,
don't do that.
What
to
do
a
you
human
do?
Being?
Yeah. You say yes.
Yeah.
So he becomes a zombie.
Oh no! And so he's like, "Hold up, the end of the bargain."
Yeah. So he comes back, and the rest of the movie is actually very cute. There's a lot of gyrations because she's only going to say yes, I'll marry you, or yes, I'll go to prom with you if he's dying. So you have to get to like. All of that part is a lot of machinations. But then it's just these two characters like falling in love. And the reason I ship it, I wasn't sure if I would ship it because it is very much like he very much puts her on a pedestal and like fantasizes about what it would be like with her versus knowing her as a person. But they both kind of get this fantasy because she gets to be with this forbidden love because everyone's like, he's dead. And she's like, no, but I love him. And he gets to finally be with the woman that the girl that he's always liked. At one point they're making out in the car and she bites off his ear.
Oh my God.
And it comes off.
That's funny.
And she's like, great. I have your ear.
That's funny.
Can he just like stick it back on or does he have to like, put it in his pocket?
He puts it in his pocket and then later puts super glue.
Oh, that's funny.
Get it back on. And so it's a very cheesy movie, but it's kind of a fun watch. But I ship it because they both get to live out little teenage fantasies with each other.
And then, so after prom, then he goes away?
Well,
is that how the magic works?
It has a pretty stupid ending. So, but it's $3.99 on Amazon, so I'm not saying anyone should spend $3.99. Let me tell you what happens. So they have this adventure. Of course, a mob comes after him because they want to kill him because he's a zombie, but they're still trying to date. And.
Oh, a mob, not the mob.
Mafia.
Okay.
A mob with pitchforks because Philip Seymour Hoffman decides to try to kill the dead boy and has an axe in his hand, but he's holding it the wrong way. And when he swings it back, he chops his own head.
Oh my God. That's funny.
And then, of course, what does a zombie do?
Eat brains.
Yeah, he's got to eat it. So so then everybody's after him, which is kind of reasonable because he ate this kid, but the kid was already dead or dying. They get to prom, they have their dance, but he's like dying and he dies at prom. Because you can't stay a zombie forever unless you're willing to eat people.
Right.
We learned that from Cloris Leachman. So you have to be willing to eat people. So he doesn't eat anybody, he dies. And then he goes to heaven. And in heaven, it turns out that he wasn't really supposed to die in the first place. So the whole zombie thing was trying to give him a do-over. And they're like, and then St. Peter is just like, okay, you got to go. And he's like, where? And he's like, don't worry about it. Just go. And so he goes back in time and he goes back to the moment of his death. He gets shot. His friend, you know, knocks out the real robber. The fake robber knocks out the real robber. And then he asks Missy, he tells Missy he loves her. He doesn't ask her promise time. Yeah, tells her he loves her and that he's so glad to, that he ever got to know her. And Missy's a little confused because she doesn't know
right.
him. And then, oh, this part is kind of psychotic. So then she's like, wait a minute, you're not shot because the bullet hit a locket. This locket, by the way, this is seated earlier in the movie, but this is a gift that he wanted to give her when they were six. The inside of the locket is a picture of her when she's six and a picture of him when he was six.
Oh.
See, I see why you don't give that gift.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, what but a great gift I made. I'm not going to risk yeah, giving yeah, this yeah, to yeah. someone.
That is but so then next he level. Eventually, then when the adult, when they're teens and fall in love, he does give it to her. But then at the end, when he's dying again, she gives it back to him, which doesn't really make sense at that time because that's a very weird thing to do.
Right. Like, you're dying. I guess I'll put it on you until you're dead and then I'll get it back.
Yeah,
let me
I don't
make
know.
This about me for a second.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway, but so the bullet ricochets off the socket, but then I guess she's going to fall in love with him because she sees. But I would be so weirded out if someone came to my work.
Yeah.
Got shot. Confessed their love. Died. Didn't die. Oh, wait, they're not shot. What blocked it? I'm locket. And it's a picture of me when I was six.
You would have to. Oh, my God. Like the like. Bullshit that's happening in your brain because of that.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Like you're like, oh my, like so many levels.
Yeah.
A person at all got yes. shot at my work.
Intense.
It was huge. A guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
That I know that I'm like childhood friends with.
Yes.
He's in love with me.
Crazy.
He was wearing a locket of me and him as kids.
I think you have to assume that you're in a Truman Show scenario, right?
Yeah. You have to look for the cameras.
Yeah.
I think also, I don't think I ship them at that point.
Yeah, I see, like what you're, I see what you're saying.
I ship think the zombie ship, when they're both living out their little adventures, mm-hmm. that's fun. But I don't, I think maybe she goes away to college and that's the end of it.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, 20 years from now, she comes back home.
Yeah, you know, I'll give it a second chance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There we go. We're all falling into our old patterns. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Colin, you got a zombie ship?
What unhealthy shit do you have to do?
This one is about the love of a zombie and his dog.
Oh!
I am shipping Mr. Chandler, who we all know as MC Chris's fake agent from all the MC Chris sketches on the albums.
All right, okay.
Okay, I'm going to just... I'll go along, because I don't think I know...
So pick up any MC Chris album. Okay. By track four, you'll meet... Mr. Chandler.
Okay, okay.
He's MC Chris's agent. He's got a lot of bad advice. He doesn't believe in his career.
No.
Hilarity ensues. But in the record, MC Chris is dead. MC Chris becomes a disgusting black slime rage zombie.
Oh.
Goes to have a meeting with his agent. You know, Mr. Chandler's dressing him down, telling him all the things that's wrong with his album, why the kids aren't buying his shit. MC Chris pukes black slime all over.
Oh, my God.
Sure. Oh, God.
Now Mr. Chandler's a zombie.
Of course.
Mm.
He sees a dog outside, has to bust through the window, chases the dog, presumably to eat its brains. Fast forward.
Whoa.
Now we're in MC Chris Goes to Hell, the next album.
Okay.
We go back. We see Mr. Chandler again. Mr. Chandler, no longer a zombie. Not explained. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
He's just not a zombie anymore. But the last time we saw him, he was chasing a dog down the road trying to eat its brains. Well, guess what? Now the dog and Mr. Chandler are best friends.
Aww. How do we know it's the same dog?
Mr. Chandler says so.
But he doesn't acknowledge that he's not a zombie anymore.
He does. He says, I'm not a zombie anymore. And then we just move on. The thing about these,
oh
the
my
thing
God.
About the Mr. Chandler sketches that are very charming is it is... bad improv. It's giggly. MC Chris and his buddy are just like, hey, what's this sketch about? Grab a mic and they just go for it. And the perfect example of this is Mr. Chandler refers to the dog as Sonny the whole time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then at the very end, Sonny just refuses to acknowledge that anyone's talking to him. And then at the end, MC Chris calls him Sammy, and all of a sudden the dog barks. And now Mr. Chandler is over the moon because, like, oh, your name was Sammy. That's why you weren't talking to me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So it's very, very bad improv humor, which I love. But poor Mr. Chandler is now getting sued by Mike O'Malley because of some lyrics in MC Chris's previous album. And he's disenfranchised. He can't sell MC Chris's records to save his life. He wants out of the music business forever. Him and Sammy, a.k.a. Sonny, are just going to, like, walk the rails and travel America and become a man and his dog, former zombie.
Are they on the run from Mike O'Malley this whole time?
I mean, low-key, they're not going to address any of the court summonses that they're getting from Warner Brothers Records or Mike O'Malley.
Well, I mean, and then he'll just be like, well, I'm not being sued anymore. Right. And then that will be the truth.
Fix it.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.